Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, we're headed off on Sunday. I'm going to be taking my wife, Kinsey. Kelly's going to be taking her fiance.
Yes.
He texted me yesterday.
Hello, I'm Alan.
He did?
Yeah, he texted me if I'm going to be bringing the guitar.
Yeah, he's got it. Y'all got to make a decision on that.
I know. I told him right now I'm 82% taking it.
82%.
Yeah, I'm 82%.
What's going to push you over the edge?
I don't know.
I think 82% is pushed over the
edge.
Yeah,
I mean, of now, it's basically I'm taking it.
Did you have it with you when the, where were we? Vegas? Where were we when we did the performance in the restaurant?
Vegas?
The Don Cheadle.
No, I didn't have it with me. I just used the guy's guitar that was playing.
Okay.
But this way, Alan and I could just walk up any restaurant and start a show.
Are you going
to? You could busk.
We could busk. What's that mean?
Busking.
When you just go play anywhere?
You play on the street and put out a hat and see if anybody gives you money.
Okay.
Hmm. Good. You can do that because we're going to be in Miami and there's so much fun stuff to do.
Yeah, we're going to be headed off to South Beach. And we're going to be staying at the Lowe's Miami Beach Hotel.
Oh.
I'm
so
excited.
Like a visit Florida.
Yes. It's
so nice.
It's in the Art Deco District, so you already know that's pretty nice based on the location of the hotel. And they had a $50 million transformation. They put in $50 million to this hotel.
Yeah.
That was already pretty cool. We're going to be welcomed with a new lobby experience. There's 790 upgraded luxury guest rooms.
Wow.
And we're doing the show from the hotel, right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing it from the hotel, so we're just going to be walking over and starting the show. We're right on the ocean front right there. We could walk out of the hotel onto the sand, onto the water.
Not that you'll be looking for me if you can't find me, but that's where I'll be if you need me.
Are we going to ride the airboat?
Yeah, you guys, so this is the thing. I've been looking up because you know I like to pack accordingly.
Yeah.
We are doing a tour of Little Havana. We are doing an Everglades tour on an airboat.
Oh, boy.
We have dinner on a boat one night.
Buy me a boat.
What else? We're doing a jet ski tour of Tsar Island.
Kelly,
Jen is so excited.
I'm so excited. My best girlfriend's coming, and I'm so excited because I've been to Miami before, but I've never done any of these very like cultural Miami things.
Yeah. I don't know what to wear on an airboat.
A bikini.
A bikini, yeah.
With a cover.
No. Like a fishing shirt, and I got a visor.
There are fishing shirts?
Yeah.
What are those?
The shirts with the little flap in the back.
A fishing shirt, some shorts, sneakers, a visor. There's crocodiles out there.
Get some Tommy Bahama.
Oh, my God.
Think about Tommy Bahama.
Okay, I don't know if I have a wardrobe from Miami.
Question.
I guarantee you I don't.
Question. Aren't the alligators near the Everglades? Or in the glades or somewhere?
That's what Jenna just
said.
Yeah,
I said crocodiles, which I'm totally wrong.
Alligators,
yeah. Yeah, they're everywhere. I'm looking at photos of the Everglades tour we're going on right now on the airboat. Oh, my gosh, now their faces are peeking out. They're, like, right by the boat.
Okay, what if the boat tips over and the alligator gets me?
You'll be delicious for them.
Fine. Oh, and Al, we were sent a note to let you know, please bring pants for dinners.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is Miami. Yeah, you got to wear, you can't do the shorts like you do.
Bring pants.
Yeah, please bring pants.
Okay. Like long linen pants, like if you were getting married on the beach pants.
As long as they're pants.
Nice-ish.
Yeah. JC, you need to wear something other than tank tops, I'm assuming. Because you do sports.
Yeah, you're going to have to. Yeah,
it's
this is different
vacation
than our No, it doesn't matter. It's Miami. Could dress up a little
bit. Hold on. Every time I see pictures of dudes in Miami, they're wearing those mesh shirts.
Yes, the see-through shirts.
And the crop top shirts.
Yes.
Yeah, so why can't I wear my tank tops?
You need to.
Thank you, Kelly.
You have to have sleeves.
We have a couple of nice dinners.
You have to have sleeves, dude.
I got to buy some of those ugly water shoes.
Why?
They are so ugly. Because we're going to be doing stuff where we have to walk.
Crocs?
What?
Near water and rocks, right?
Yeah.
They're so ugly.
Just wear sandals.
You have to wear
them. Yeah,
no, I'm not wearing them.
You can't get your sandals wet, though, unless you have those, like, in and out of the water sandals, right?
Yeah. I got some of those. You get some of those.
Yeah. Where do I get them? Y'all have to help me.
You can get them at, like,
because those water
Target
shoes are so ugly.
You get them at Target. Just get the plastic ones. They're cheap, too.
Yeah, get the jelly slide-ons.
Yeah, you'll be fine. They have adult-only cabanas out for you.
Hey, now.
And if you do want to take the kids one day, they do have a state-of-the-art kids club and more.
Kelly always gets the cabana, and I love it because normally I never want to pay for a cabana, but she needs the shade. So they give us a cabana, and then I can go lay out in the sun next to her and get the drink service.
I just want a cigar.
Yeah. Al, that's part of our Little Havana tour. We're
going to
see them rolling cigars.
We can get Cuban cigars because they're allowed in the States.
Correct.
Straight from Cuba right
there. Yeah, man.
That's I still have some I snuck back.
Yeah. And nice Cuban cigar.
I'm sure after we take this family vacation, Kelly and Alan will come back and they'll do a podcast about what went on in the vacation.
Yeah.
Hello,
right.
I'm Alan.
First one yesterday?
Yeah, debuted yesterday, a sandwich and some lovin'.
Yeah.
We're very excited. People are being very nice about it.
Good.
I have apologized because it's all me.
Talk too much.
Really?
I was, so, you know what happens when I get nervous?
Yeah. Talk a lot.
I talk so much.
There was that flirt fest you guys were having on social media
yesterday. Oh, wow.
You were having a flirt fest on social media?
I didn't see that.
You didn't talk too much, baby. Oh, you were just right.
Because I did have to apologize after I listened back to it. Because I don't realize it when it's happening that I'm talking too much until I listen back. I'm like, oh, my God. And typically, I did not stop.
And typically you talk about yourself a lot. I mean, that's the subject matter.
That's true. It's true. I mean, I can't deny it. I'm not offended, but it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I never will forget that Reese Witherspoon interview. And she just went talking about herself.
Me.
I'm like, Kelly, we're here to talk to Reese Witherspoon.
She had gotten married in Charleston, South Carolina, and her Ryan Phillippe was really into martial arts. I was married to a martial artist, and I'm from South Carolina. So I glommed onto those two things that Reese and I had in common, and I wouldn't stop talking.
Reese is looking at
Reese
me.
Reese had 8 words in.
Reese is looking at me. I'm looking at her. I'm like, my eyebrows are like, oh, no.
I literally felt so bad about that. You know how you feel sick in your stomach after you do something and you're embarrassed?
Yeah.
That bothered me for like 2 months. I was so
that
sick about
did?
It. Sick. Sick as a dog about it. And I know that's, it's just embarrassing.
You guys are going to get better at the podcast, though. He says you did great.
Well, because
first thing Kelly said this morning when she got in, she asked White Cheddar, our producer, how many listens did we get?
Yeah, I'm curious.
So he's checking on that. You want to beat the Shut Up podcast, which is leading the pack right now.
I just want to. I would like people to hear it. You know, it's you know, I'd feel bad if nobody listened.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the podcast, I joined Anna, who runs Kid TV, yesterday because you recognize this song if you watch the show.
Yes, for those of us that don't recognize the song.
This is 13 Reasons Why. This is a theme song.
Okay.
And she came up to me, because we talk about that show quite a bit.
Right, you guys are big fans.
In the back room, and she said, hey, I'm going to get Justin Prentice on my podcast. Do you want to do the interview with me?
Oh.
And Justin Prentice, he's the guy that plays Bryce.
He's the big time.
He's the bad guy.
Is he like the main character?
He's one of the characters. He's not the main character, but he's one of the guys that's on it.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
He's like a school bully.
That's the thing about Bryce. You wouldn't really peg him as a bully.
Oh, okay.
Because he acts really nice.
Yeah.
He acts really nice, but he has a dark side.
So you guys got to interview him?
Yeah, we got to talk to him. So we're going to play.
I popped up on that interview.
Yeah, Kelly was listening.
I popped up, yes. Okay.
It was Anna's first ever interview with a celebrity. So we're going to give you a little bit of that here in, I don't know, 40 minutes or so.
All right.
Right around the same time we play Beat Shazam, which is also coming up.
All right.
We still got to talk to Gray Drake about the movies coming out this weekend.
We have a lot coming up still.
Feel good Friday?
You have to pack a red bathing suit, remember?
Yeah.
I did buy one.
I didn't.
It's not the
best. I haven't either.
It's, you know, it's not the best fitting thing, but it'll get me by.
Yeah. Okay, but we all need to have one, right?
I haven't
bought one either.
I'll try to look.
I'll buy you guys.
No, I don't
trust
you.
No, young lady.
Let me do it.
You get your thong out of here.
I'm a shopping expert. Let me do it.
No.
I'm not going to get you thongs. Gross. I have to look at it, too.
Of course. We know what you want.
I got this.
This milk ain't free. So we teamed up with Studio Movie Grill to select 12 women superheroes from around the country. And Wednesday night, Kelly hosted an award ceremony for them, followed by a premiere screening of Warner Brothers' Wonder Woman, which everybody's talking about right now.
Wonder Woman!
You can see all their stories at KidNation.com, and we're going to be chatting with two of those women.
All right.
Coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So we've been doing something really cool. The Warner Brothers movie Wonder Woman opens in theaters this weekend, and we teamed up with Studio Movie Grill to find real-life women superheroes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, these are women all over the country who are fighting for those who can't fight for themselves, and we want to help honor them. So 12 women were flown in for a special screening of Wonder Woman, and each get $1,000 that goes to the charity of their choice.
We flew them in on an invisible plane.
Yes. I believe, Kelly, you got to hang out with a couple of them.
I did. I was asked to, if you went to Studio Movie Grill the past few months, it was really fun because they put me up on the big screen introducing this contest. That was fun.
Whoa. Me.
Yeah, I mean, this is part of it. And I'd have my friends call me from across the country. They'd be like, oh my gosh, we're sitting here and your face is on the big screen. So that was really fun.
Yeah.
But the whole point of the campaign was Studio Movie Grills was asking people sitting in the audience, do you know of a real life superwoman?
Yeah.
And send in your nominations, and we're going to pick 12 of them to fly in, and we're going to celebrate them, give them awards, give them money to give to the charities of their choice. They had 800 applications.
Wow.
800.
And we celebrated the 12 who were chosen last night, and they asked me to come out and do that.
And we have two of those Wonder Women in studio with us this morning. I have Paige.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Paige. And then we also have Thea.
Tia.
Sorry, Tia.
It's her mom's fault for putting that H in there.
How dare your mom put an H there?
Tia. And Paige. All right. Let's start with one, right?
Yeah, we'll start with you, Paige. Patty and Mary wrote this letter about you. Patty is related to you, I assume, because you guys have the same last name.
Right now.
Patty Litterer. Not littering. Patty Litterer. And you're the director of service, training, and curriculum at Cafe Momentum.
I am.
Tell us about Cafe Momentum.
We work with at-risk youth. It's kind of like a culinary training facility where we teach the kids how to work all stations in a restaurant and also provide them with case management, life skills training, job skills training, and financial literacy classes. I call it an all-inclusive job. I just fell in love with the concept, and I knew that's what I wanted to do and where I wanted to be. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, what you guys are doing is basically breaking that cycle of violence and crime that these kids fall in.
Exactly.
And, yeah, it's hard to get out of that, I bet, for a lot of these kids who are at risk. I mean, we sit here and say, well, just go to school and get a job. But it's really not that easy for a lot of these kids that are born into a situation where there's almost no hope.
Opportunity. Not everybody was born with the same opportunity. Right. So that's just what we're trying to do, is kind of equal the playing field a little bit.
And you guys give them a lot of that self-confidence so that they could go out there and get those jobs.
Definitely.
I went to a job fair, actually, a couple weeks ago, and I met a couple people that work with you guys.
You did?
And it was for inner city kids. And Cafe Momentum was there hiring children and these kids to get them out of the streets.
Yeah, an awesome idea.
Into a good environment. And a lot of these kids say that you're the most positive female influence in their lives. Aww. When you hear that, and I'm sure it never gets old when you hear that from a kid, right?
No, kids are the hardest to get positive reinforcement from. You know, it's incredible. It's awesome to be working with them, and it's incredible that they even trust me to be in their lives and be that person that pushes them forward and kind of guide them in their path at Cafe Momentum and who they want to be. So it's incredible to hear that. Thank you.
A lot of these kids don't have moms or dads that are there and active.
The number of parents that I have been in contact with in 5 years I've been there, I could probably count on one hand.
Wow.
So it's not that I'm not saying all of their parents are terrible, because they're not. Some of them have parents that are really involved, but most of them don't.
And what's the age of a lot of the kids that you have working there?
15 to 19.
Okay.
So $1,000 is going to go towards Cafe Momentum and helping these kids.
That's the charity of your choice?
Surprise.
And Tia, you came from North Dakota.
I did.
And you have a fitness studio.
I do.
But you don't just do fitness at your fitness studio. What else do you do there?
So I use my fitness studio as kind of a means to do a bunch of other things.
Uh-huh.
I just recently became a part of the Homeless Coalition in Bismarck. And then my main hat that I wear, I guess, is as an Eagle Leader Fellow and Communications Director for the national nonprofit Team Red, White, and Blue.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a really good connection with the fitness, because we do use fitness and social activities to connect veterans who are returning, either separating from the military or coming back from deployments, and connecting them to their communities so that they have that sense of camaraderie or purpose that sometimes they lack once they return. And so as an organization, we're not exclusive to veterans. So we sit at about 30% civilian, both in the Bismarck chapter as well as nationally.
Wow.
Very cool.
So anybody could come in. It's not just veterans. But,
no, it's a free organization open to everybody.
But I'm sure a lot of these people are dealing with post-traumatic stress.
So, yes, post-traumatic stress, depression, anxiety, just kind of that loss of purpose. And what I've really learned through this process, I got involved to help veterans and ended up helping myself way more than I could have ever imagined. But they're not veteran issues. All of those issues are people issues. So it's really great. I actually have connected quite a bit with domestic violence support groups and connected them, because completely different situations, but the same feelings and the same emotions that everyone's going through.
And speaking of emotions and feelings, you're going back to school.
Yes, I'm starting in August at 32 years old.
No, it's never too late to go back to school.
No, you know, and I love what you're doing.
This is great.
You're going to study psychology?
Yes, I'm going to go back. For psychology, I am pretty open. This past year, I've really struggled with depression and pretty severe anxiety, and it's really helped me kind of figure out who my market is that I want to work with in the fitness industry. I love working with everyone, but I had a lady walk in my studio, didn't even introduce her name, and just said, I have bipolar disorder, and I was told you would understand me.
Yeah.
Like, that was...
It's so true. I think that's a facet of fitness that a lot of people overlook sometimes, is that it's not always about just, like, I need to lose weight and get in shape, but just the mental benefits from consistent exercise. I mean, it can take you from depressed to feeling normal again.
Right.
Yeah. What a wonderful thing. And I read that you're running a 50K...
Yes. What?
How many miles is that?
50K.
At once?
32 miles.
32 miles.
Girl, are you sure about this? Well,
so I went to a couple trail running camps with Team Red, White, and Blue, and just some of the most motivating people you'll ever meet. Our camps are just incredible. And I just was feeling really great and was like, oh, there's one on the Mottohay in Medora, North Dakota in August, because that's not going to be hot enough. And I hate running unless the Army's making me run.
Right.
I don't. Yeah. And I thought maybe by doing this that I would enjoy running a little bit more, and I don't. but I'm still training. Getting on the trails, though, is a little different than just hitting the pavement.
Right.
I do really enjoy being out on the trails.
We have two Wonder Women in studio with us right now. They were chosen out of hundreds of entries.
800 from what I heard.
Wow.
Only 12 were picked. These are two of them. Paige and Tia, is there anything you guys want to say to those aspiring women who want to do things like what you're doing?
Just get out there and do it. Somebody needs your help. So
yeah, that's the thing. I think a lot of us that work full time, we're kind of like, well, we want to help. But I mean, what's the best way when you have a job and we have this excuse, like, I'm really busy, you know? And mm-hmm. I mean, you're never too busy to do something, right? I mean, what's your best advice? Like, where do you go to look for something to do to help others?
I think you do what you're passionate about. Like, mm-hmm. for you, it's fitness, probably. Mm-hmm. There are probably so many kids that would be interested in getting into boxing or something that would give them an outlet. It's just making your hobby or your passion into something that you can help with somebody else.
Awesome.
There you go. Good advice.
Tia, I mean, you did that. You had a fitness studio, and then you opened that up. It's not just fitness. It's all the other realms that you have now.
Pretty much, yes. And I was taught early on that inaction is not an option, and that has always stuck with me. So it's people often think, like, well, somebody should do something about this. Well, we are that somebody. So just, you know, I've really had to learn how to say no, because I want to help everyone and do everything. So just stick with what you're good at and what you're passionate at, and really try to just make an impact in whatever way you can.
Do your organizations have websites that we can go to or make a donation? Kelly's more of a check writer.
Yeah, we like to write checks.
Oh, no. Yeah, give them both a shout out.
I forgot my checkbook today, but...
They take credit cards.
Yeah. Kelly will write a check in a heartbeat.
Give yours. Tia, what's yours?
So the organization I'm most involved with is Team Red, White, and Blue. So it's teamrwb.org.
Okay.
Easy to remember.
And a page.
And cafemomentum.org.
And also thank you to the ladies who wrote the letters and let us know about you guys. Again, your mom, Patty, and Mary is your friend?
My aunt.
Your aunt. And then Tia, Bethany Robinson, who's that?
My sister.
Your sister wrote about you. So thank you guys so much for letting us know about them.
Inspiring women. You guys are awesome.
You guys are so great.
Thank you.
We need to have a movie called Wonder Man.
Al Mack, we just got done talking about girls, man.
Are you kidding me? We get one female superhero movie, and you're complaining.
Yeah, try every superhero movie.
Yeah. Wonder Man, we need more than one Black History Month, too. Let's get to work on some of these things. We got to make some improvements around here.
Yes, sir. You have a question. You have a statement about Big Al Mack and what he just said.
Oh, who's this?
No, that's Big Al Mack. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies, so much.
Thank you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, we got your $1,000 for Beat Shazam coming up here in a couple minutes. But last night, this has become one of the most sought-after events of the year.
This is what everybody... Finals?
No, not the NBA Finals, Jenna.
What?
Because that game was garbage last night. I'm talking about the Spelling Bee. The Scripps National Spelling Bee was last night. And 12-year-old Ananya Vinay from Fresno, California won the title.
Ananya, if you spell this next word correctly, we will declare you the 2017 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion.
No pressure.
Maracane.
Maracane. May I have the definition, please?
A dress fabric that is made with a warp of silk or rayon and a filling of other yarns and is similar to but heavier than Canton crepe.
Parse beach.
Noun.
Language of origin.
It's from a French word from an African geographical name.
Shut up.
Are there any alternate pronunciations?
Huh?
There are not.
She knows what it means.
A.
Al, try to spell it. Maracane.
M-A-R-Y-C-A-I-N. Maracane. Maracane.
I have no idea. What is it? Mary right. Kay.
So far, she's M-A-N.
I'm Mary Kay.
Right.
She's M-A-N.
R-O-C-A-I-N, Mary.
That is correct.
Congratulations, Emmanuel.
There
is.
And the crowd went wild.
This wasn't even the moment that probably went the most viral from the script spelling bee. This kid walks up to the stage, stands in front of the microphone, and then this happens.
Mogollón.
Mogollón. M-O-G-O-L-L-O-N.
Correct.
Whoa. It took him 5 seconds.
What you can't see is the way he just walked off. Like, he didn't wait on them to say, you're right, you're wrong,
he knew
whatever.
It. Yeah.
He knew it. He just...
He mic dropped.
Then he spelled it, and then he just went to a
scene. And words he's seen and is
it's the equivalent of like when LeBron James or like Kevin Durant, who are playing in the finals right now, when they put up a three-pointer and they know it's going in, and they start walking away. Yeah. They know it's going in. That's what this kid did.
He had the touch.
Yeah. Big Al, you had some tidbit news for us, you told me.
Yeah.
It's time for tidbit news.
That was a confident yes.
Well, I'm questioning myself as this is actually a news story.
Another edition of
But
tidbit
I didn't see
news.
It on a news website. Okay, it says six things that actually go on sale in the month of June.
You're doing a list?
It's just six things.
What are you, Ryan Seacrest on Kelly and Ryan?
Like I said, I was questioning myself when you said news. I said... Anyway, six things that go on sale in the month.
I'm guessing electronics for Father's Day.
Boom, laptops.
I'm guessing a weed eater.
No weed eater. Laptops, gym memberships, cruises, movie tickets. I've never seen a movie ticket on sale.
Well, maybe it's like buy one, get one free. I don't know.
Power tools. Not a weed eater, but power tools.
For and Father's Day.
And donuts, because it's National Donut Day, so donuts go on sale too.
It's only one day, though. And that made a list.
Thanks, Al. That was life-saving.
Like I said, I was questioning myself. I was even questioning myself.
Yeah, I understand why.
But I was even questioning myself when I said, was it tidbit? I said, yeah.
Before we came on air, Al goes,
I
got some tidbit news, bro. I got you, man. I'm like, all right.
From now on, I want every week you have a list.
No, I'm not going to have a list.
All right, we got to listen here. Come on. We got $1,000 up for grabs if you can beat Shazam. Can you name the song faster than Shazam does? We'll find out. Give us a call right now, 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And we'll take caller number 7 to kick it off, and then if they don't get it right, we'll keep going until we get a winner. But, you know, first one in, you get the first shot at $1,000.
Got it.
And right now in studio with us, who's running Kid TV if you're in here, Anna?
Hello, it's me, Anna. Oh, who's running Kid TV? Nick.
Oh, Nick's running
right, Nick.
The OG Kid TV.
Yes.
Right. He is the original,
So Anna has her own podcast.
Yes. What's it called?
Yeah.
It's called Channel Surfing.
Because you are you're passionate mostly about television and movies.
Yes.
So that's what your podcast is all about.
Yes. I figured if there's anything I can talk about, it's television.
How old are you, Anna?
I'm 23.
23, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baby.
Little baby.
Very smart girl, too.
And how much TV would you say that you watch on average per day, night?
Oh, my gosh, way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends. Like, if I'm, like, binge-watching something, I'll try to just watch as much as I can. But, then there's also, like...
If I'm binge-watching,
I'm binging it.
Yeah,
that was kind of...
Jenna wanted to throw that out there so fast she forgot to swallow her spit.
When I'm deep in a binge, I just wear a diaper.
Yeah, but I mean, like 13 Reasons Why, like, I finished that, like, I think in, like, two or three days.
The series, the actual Netflix show.
Uh-huh. So do people, you just don't leave your house? Do you do that?
No.
Yeah.
Have you watched Queen of the South?
Okay, yes. Well, I saw that it's on Netflix because you told me about
it. You guys, Queen of the South. JC, I told you
to
watch it. It's like Narcos with a female lead, and it's set like in Mexico and Dallas, Texas.
Who's the star?
Some girl.
Kind of unnamed or unknown, relatively unknown people, but it is so good. And I watched it. I watched it back to back every episode.
You finished
it?
Like, no potty break.
So you were a diaper.
Like, I watched 12 in a row. I don't know what happened.
My binge watching,
it was that good.
It'll take me like 2 weeks. I feel like if I've watched a series like in 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I was real
binging
a slave
a couple of days,
to the Netflix.
Honestly.
I was happy that I got through 13 Reasons Why in 1 week, because we were doing like 2 episodes a night.
Yes.
Because I got so hooked, and we'd wait for the kids to go to bed. Yeah. And I got really into talking about that with Anna.
Yes.
Because she loves the show. Mm-hmm. And she came up to me the other day and she goes, hey, I'm going to do my first ever interview. Would you help me out And I was like, well, who is it?
Maybe.
And she says, Justin Prentice. And I'm like, who's that? And she goes, it's Bryce from 13 Reasons Why. And I said, absolutely, I'm there.
Awesome.
Yes.
So this was your first ever interview.
First ever interview. Yes, I was so nervous.
How do you think it went?
I think it went okay.
Right?
Yeah, it was so exciting.
Was JC helpful or did you wish he wasn't there?
No. Oh my God. I'm so glad you were there, JC, because there's moments where I was like, I don't know what I'm like. What?
It's always okay. Like someone else.
I was scared I was gonna overtake your interview.
No,
I didn't want to do that.
I'm so glad you were there.
Okay.
Aww. Thank goodness.
So if you're a big 13 Reasons Why fan, this is Bryce from the show. His name's Justin Prentice. And it's in the middle of an interview here where we're asking him about his character. And you did such a great job with taking this character who has to be hated in the end and then making him so likable throughout the season.
Thank you. Yeah, well, one of the goals was to make him sort of a real person because, you know, oftentimes, as is the case in all these high schools, you know, they're kids. They're people that you know, and I wanted people to kind of look at Bryce and recognize him maybe in their own school or in themselves, hopefully, and then they can hopefully change and do something about it. But, you know, 1 in 5 female high schoolers report being physically and or sexually assaulted by a dating partner. So a lot of these kids are just kids who lack the education on what consent is and, and what's going on. So it was important kind of to portray a real person and not just Machiavellian sort of characters. Hell-bent on watching the world burn, you know?
If you went back to high school, Justin, and you were to say, I'm more like this character from 13 Reasons Why, which one would you say you were most like from the show?
I'm kind of a mix probably between Clay and maybe Tony. I'm definitely not as cool or suave as Tony is.
Uh-huh.
But maybe a combination of the two. I'm definitely not a terrible person.
Right.
So that's good. So not him.
Have you had any rough patches when you're out and about just trying to be Justin Prentice and just living your life and people are shouting things at you?
Most of the interactions have been pretty positive, which is fantastic. There was one in an IHOP, which was a little iffy. It was like 4 a.m. and someone like slid into the booth and was like, you're him. Are you totally him in real life too?
And, oh my God.
And her boyfriend kind of came and was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, no, it's fine. But no, it's your question. No, I am not him in real life.
But hey, that just shows how great of a job you did on the show.
I take them all as compliments. Yeah, I love the hate. It's great. I did my job, I guess.
And what's up with the therapy dogs you had? You guys had on set? What did you guys have those for?
So that was for the scene with Catherine in the hot tub.
Yeah.
It's a subject matter that I think hit close to home for a lot of people there on set, cast and crew, producers, writers, directors. So they were just sort of there to really on standby in case anybody needed them. Catherine and I both, we were talking after filming the day in the van on the way back, and we avoided the dogs at all costs because we were afraid we would just break down and lose it if we got near them. So we were like off in our own corners trying to just stay in our sort of zone before the seat. But they were adorable dogs.
They were adorable dogs.
Cute. Thank you so much for being my first interview on this podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys. This was awesome. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Nice.
Anna's first interview. We promise she led it. That's why you have to listen to her podcast.
Yes. Go check out my podcast, Channel Surfing.
Nice job, Anna.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much, JC, for doing it with me.
Oh, no. Thank you for inviting me. That was fun.
Of course.
I like him now.
I know. It's going to be hard to watch him in season 2. And
That hot tub scene he's talking about, seriously, is one of the most... That's what made me feel so down after watching the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like I felt like in a really dark place because of that show.
Well, you know how I feel about hot tubs, but I don't.
Oh yeah, Kelly, you would have hated it.
I don't know what scene you're talking about.
I'm with you on the hot tub now, based on that. Thank you, Anna.
Well done, guys.
And thank you guys so much.
Name of the podcast?
Channel Surfing.
Got it.
Check it out at KidNation.com, along with the other podcasts we have from our support staff. And now it's time to give away $1,000 with Beat Shazam.
All right.
Here's how the game works. We're going to play you a song. Shazam guesses it. The song will cut off. That's when Shazam got the song.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you need to tell us the name of the song only. Just the name.
All right.
And you'll win $1,000. All right, let's go with our first caller here. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Welcome to the game show.
Okay.
Emily, how's your music knowledge? Do you think you know your music?
We do. I'm here with my daughter. Her name's actually Emily, but yeah, she gets these every single morning. We just pulled over. We're on our way to school.
All right. Oh, is your name Emily too, or just your daughter's?
No, that's my daughter's name. My name's Connie.
Okay, Connie.
Connie. We'll my mother's you. Name is Connie.
That's a wonderful really? Name.
You don't meet a lot of Connies.
I've met every Connie I've met is the most beautiful thing on earth.
Aww.
Because I've only met Kelly's Connie.
Beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
All right, Emily, here's how it works. We're going to play you this song. When it cuts off, don't get scared. That just means Shazam has it. I'll ask you to name it, and then you have to name it, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's try it out. See if Emily can get it for you.
We count our dollars on the train.
Name that song, Connie and Emily.
Royal.
Boom.
Well done.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Wow, she's excited. All right.
All right, Connie and Emily, who gets the $1,000?
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, Emily gets to tell us what we're going to do with it, but I bet it's going to be to go to Disney World.
Oh, oh. Yeah. Disney World.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's awesome? Her 10th birthday, her father took her to the Lorde concert. So.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Oh, so she knew that song. Cool.
What are the odds that your dad that her dad took her to that concert?
Perfect. Well,
you guys got this song.
Tell daddy to stay off the teacups at Disney World, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Congratulations. That's our mother-daughter duo winning $1,000 with Beach
Sounds
and Dan
good.
Right there.
Awesome. Yay.
And not to brag for my boy Big Al Max, but he also got it
got
for the
it.
First time ever.
First time ever, yep.
We usually play it before the break, yep. And Big Al finally got one.
Wow.
I'm so proud of Al.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, really cool. All right, that's Beat Shazam right there. $1,000. That show was on Fox on Thursdays, so it was on last night with Jamie Foxx.
Uh-huh.
Make sure you watch. It's really cool. You can win up to $1,000,000 on that one. And coming up next, we're going to talk to Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. She's going to let us know all about Wonder Woman. And about Captain Underpants. Two big movies hitting theaters this weekend. Are they worth your money? We'll find out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wonder Woman.
That is exactly what we're going to talk about, Kelly.
Yeah, I can't get that jingle out of my head.
I know.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's finally hitting theaters this weekend. And here to talk about that movie and let us know if it's worth it, which I assume is worth it.
A Wonder Woman in her own right.
Gray Drake.
Hi. Yay! Complete with bracelets and everything.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I've heard about your bracelets. They're illegal in 36 states.
But they deflect an awful lot of things, including people that hate the website Rotten Tomatoes.
And including people that tell really bad jokes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, yeah. I wish they did a better job of deflecting those people.
Now, is Wonder Woman going to bring DC back out of the abyss from the Superman and Batman movie?
It is absolutely going to do that, yes. The movie is really good. It's fun to watch. Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman is spectacular. I was one of the non-believers in her acting abilities because all the movies that she's been in prior to this are boring and they're forgettable. But she's so good. And you've got Chris Pine in the movie, too, who balances her really well. They're great together. And I had a good time watching this film. I was so excited that DC finally made a movie that, like, I found exciting and interesting and new and fresh.
If she had not been cast for Wonder Woman, who do you think another good choice would have been?
Boy, I was a fan of the idea of having Gina Carano, who's an MMA fighter, do Wonder Woman, and then we figured out that there were other actresses like Kate Beckinsale.
Whoa.
Oh.
From the Underworld movies that were being considered. At one time, Jessica Biel.
Whoa.
I thought might have been good. But honestly, Gal Gadot is so memorable at this point that I can't imagine anyone else doing it. Like, this role officially belongs to Linda Carter and Gal Gadot now.
That's right. Wonder Woman. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If I wrap myself in a lasso of truth.
Uh-huh.
I will say that it is not a perfect film. I think there are things that could have been improved on. There were items that I was kind of discussing after the fact that I've been thinking about ever since. But none of those things really matter because Wonder Woman fans have been waiting for her to get her own movie. And the DC fans are excited that there's a good movie that DC released. And so there's so many good things to talk about that there's no sense in bringing up small little notes, you know, my little nerd notes that I have.
Yeah.
All right. So this movie is beloved by the critics. In such a huge way, it is 94% certified for
high. Wow.
That's good. Yeah.
Good. That's good.
That's as high as The Dark Knight.
Oh, my gosh, which is my favorite.
Batman.
Yeah, which is my favorite superhero movie.
Oh, it's so good. It's one of my favorites, too. I could rewatch that movie any day. And Wonder Woman is also higher on the tomato meter than The Avengers.
Wow.
I'm really trying to struggle to remember where the origin of Wonder Woman. Like she's not from Krypton.
She's from the Amazon.
She's from the Amazon.
Well, so Themyscira is her island, and the island is protected by like a certain kind of spell, so that way Ares can't find it.
Okay.
And so unfortunately, what happens is Steve, played by Chris Pine, finds it for whatever reason they sort of break the seal, if you will. It's a horrible way to say it.
Wow.
But, he comes across her, and then she sort of she and her Themysciran sisters can no longer stand back and hide, you know. And so that's one of the things that also makes the movie even better than it would have been, is that this is something that we have not seen a million times.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman's not the only superhero movie coming out this weekend. We also have another one, right?
Exactly. We've got one that's way more appropriate for your younger kids that is based on a book series that they probably are very familiar with and love very much. And that is Captain Underpants, the first epic movie.
Oh, yeah. Captain Underpants. Yeah. All right.
Tra-la-la. So... I didn't know anything about this series when I went to go see the movie. And within the first, like, 2 or 3 minutes, I had walked into the film, and I was weighed down by the bureaucracy of adulting. And I was, like, kind of like, oh, God, I have to go see this movie. And I realized that if I just let all of that go and decided that I was going to have a good time and see the world through the eyes of a child again, Captain Underpants is a perfect movie-going experience.
Perfect.
Good.
Oh, nice.
It is so charming, so fun, funny for adults. Kids are going to freak out. It is really a funny movie. So George and Harold are best friends, and they are creators. They make a comic book together. They do everything together. And they get the chance, through a series of very strange events, to bring their comic book character, Captain Underpants, to life. And when they do it, not everything that is cracked up to be, because Captain Underpants has a very big sense of civic duty, but he is dumb. And so that is a problem. But Nick Kroll is the voice of the bad guy, Dr. Poopy Pants. And it's just like Kevin Hart is the voice of George. You've got Ed Helms as Captain Underpants. It's just fantastic, this movie. I had a smile on my face a mile wide when I left.
Aww.
And I know it's such a good film, and it was one of those movies that it really helped me like de-stress and just feel like a child. I freaked out. I loved it so much.
Awesome.
Good to know, because, you know, if you're a parent of a kid, you know you have to go see it. At least you want to enjoy it. I mean, you know?
Yeah,
because,
exactly.
I mean, so many times I want to just, like, beat my head against my popcorn bucket. It's like, oh, this is killing me.
And this one, you know what? You know, one of the reasons that I really, like, emotionally responded to this movie was that it is so deeply sweet. And it's about friendship, and it's about caring about each other, and I just thought it was amazing. I was really surprised. I see a lot of animated movies, and this one really struck me. So, parents, you will not want to bang your head against anything during this film.
Good.
And So it only has a few reviews added currently, more being added as we speak. But right now, they're all positive. Wow. So if you can believe it, Captain Underpants at this exact moment in time is scoring higher than the highly rated Wonder Woman.
Wow. Congratulations, Captain Poopy Pants.
Yeah. Beat the Underpants off of Wonder Woman.
That's right.
How about that?
So two great movies for you this weekend. Wonder Woman's getting great reviews, and so is Captain Underpants for the little ones. Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and now I'm justified in running around in my underpants this weekend.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
It's the Kid Kratic Morning Show. And that
should make you feel good. Now, these calls and these text messages should make us all feel good.
All right.
That's why we do Feel Good Friday. I know the announcers at the NBA Finals have a Feel Good Friday today because of this. A
lot of thunderous dunks here in the opening period.
I don't know about this, but Rihanna just walked in front of me. Are you kidding me?
Stay with the game. LeBron makes a spectacular play like this, and that's what you deal with.
Are you kidding me?
She's like captivating.
I'm telling
she
you,
is.
Man.
You know, he's having a feel good.
Done
week.
The same. You know what? Slow clap.
My man,
done the same thing.
You need to call out what you see, sir.
Yeah,
well done.
I feel good because I had 30 jumbo bags of Cheetos in my pantry, and I've been trying to eat healthy since we're going to Miami. This week, I've only eaten one bag.
Good for you.
That's pretty good,
Jenna. That's clean eating for me. I've been really clean. One full bag of Cheetos over the course of the week, and I brought the rest up here.
I'm feeling good because my wife and I get to leave the kids behind and go to Miami next week for the family vacation.
All right.
I'm so excited.
I'm feeling good because even though my wedding gown didn't fit, the seamstress said she can stretch it.
That's right.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Stretchy dress. You know that
matters.
Is that
their slogan? Lying. She is going to stretch my dress.
That may be a thing. The stretchy dress. I mean, obviously there's stretchy dresses, but the stretchy wedding dress.
Yeah.
Say stretch to the dress. Well, you feeling good, Al?
Dude, I'm always feeling good. I'm just feeling good. I'm feeling good because my mommy put a button on my pants yesterday. And I can wear them. I haven't worn these pants in 2 years, and I fit in them.
You button them?
Hello.
Let me see that button
right here.
Let's see.
Look, it's not even struggling or anything. Just straight up button.
He's got the pants way below his belly, but they're still.
That's all right.
They fit. They're covering his butt. That's all that matters.
There hits a point you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
Like you tuck the belly in and pull them up high. Yeah. Like I would prefer to do that, but you wear it below.
Well, I'm about to say.
What about Al's outfit? Leads you to believe he made any decision whatsoever.
Did you think before you put on any piece of those?
The gut in or the gut
it's
out?
This is Feel Good Friday right now. You can make fun of Al.
Sorry.
I'm not making fun. I love that he feels good.
No. He deserves to be made fun of, but just not this break. Hey, Tito.
What is it? Tito,
what up?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
Good morning. What are you doing?
I feel good because I am driving 8 hours to go see a girl that I met through Snapchat.
Oh. Look at you, sir.
Cheeto, you know, that's risky.
Oh, well, we've been talking for about 4 or 5 months now, and we've seen each other a few times. So today just happens to be one of those days we're going to meet up.
How'd you meet on Snap?
Yeah.
How did you meet on Snapchat?
My cousin posted a picture and she was like kind of sitting next to her. So I was like, hey, who's the blonde? And so it just went from there.
Oh, so you were like,
oh, who's this?
Well, good luck,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Hey,
thank you.
Give us a call on Monday and give us an update on how your date went.
All right, will do.
All right, brother.
Is she married now?
Is she married now?
Yeah, what is that accent I had? Is she married now?
Is she married now?
Is she married now?
It's like Irish.
Irish, Jamaican.
Hey, Janessa.
Hey, guys.
Welcome. You have a big deal going on in your house, huh?
I do. I'm so excited about it.
What's going on?
Well, I feel good because we're in the midst of potty training our 2.5-year-old, and I successfully got him to go number 2 in the toilet by bribing him with Play-Doh.
Yay!
That is such a big deal. You don't understand. Getting boys to go number 2 is one of the toughest things because apparently they don't want to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
They're like Jack from Titanic. They don't let go.
Separation anxiety.
Yeah. Rose, on the other hand, they let go all the time.
Right.
Congratulations, Janessa. That was a big deal. Pooping in the potty. Everybody poops. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
So what
Good
are you
morning.
What are you doing tonight?
Tonight is my husband's 30th birthday party, and it's a big surprise. He has no idea, and it makes me feel good that I was able to keep a secret for this long.
Now, you know he's not listening right now,
yeah,
right?
Where y'all going?
He's not.
Okay.
We're going to have a party at the house, and he's going to the LSU baseball game. So when he gets back, all of his friends and family will be at the house waiting for him to surprise him.
Yay. Oh, nice. That'll be fun.
I don't know if I should be offended that he doesn't listen to our show.
He works really early. He goes to work early, so he's on the road way before y'all are on air. So
we'll allow it.
All right.
We'll
go Tigers.
Hey, you guys have fun at the birthday party tonight, Megan. Thanks
for
calling.
Thank you. It's so good talking to you guys.
You too, baby.
Bye.
I'll tell you what, man. Keeping a secret during a surprise party is the hardest thing to do.
Very hard.
It's so hard. Just because you want to always tell your partner what's going on in your life. Like, you know,
you'll never do that again after trying to do that for Kenzie.
Never doing it
she
again.
She got so mad at him. Like, you haven't planned anything for my birthday. And we're all at a restaurant, and I think they've been fighting.
We were. I was so beat down by the time we got to the party.
I know.
She's like, you don't care about my birthday.
It is. It's like a lose-lose.
I do. I don't know what to say here. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning.
Howdy.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What's yours?
Thank you. Yes, I'm super excited. Me and my fiance get to go to our design center appointment today for our new home.
Oh,
that's fun. Wow. Oh, I wish I was doing that. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get to go pick out all the goodies and hopefully not spend too much money.
Oh, you're going to spend a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, you're going to spend a lot of money. Just go into it knowing that and you'll have a good time.
Whatever number you have in mind, know that it's going to double.
Yeah, it is going to double. You guys have fun doing that. From the Total Wireless text line, I feel good because we found out we're having another boy. My daughter, on the other hand, not so good. Yeah, she wanted a little sister, probably.
Congrats.
Congratulations. Hey, keep your Feel Good Fridays coming. Make sure you use that hashtag Feel Good Friday so we could see it. Share it with the world.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.